Okay, so welcome to today's call. My name is Joshua Wenner, and I'm the Sales and Marketing Director for Quantum Touch. And today, we're very lucky to have one of our seasoned practitioners and instructors on the call, Carol Lee. So welcome to the call, Carol Lee.
Thank you, Joshua. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, we're so grateful we can have you here today and to share some of your strategies and just hear a little bit more about your story. So I'd like to just really dive right in. You have a very interesting story, I think, about how you originally came upon the field of energy medicine. It had to do with a near-death experience. And so, you know, first I'd love to just know, you know, how did you originally find out about alternative healing in general and how that experience birthed for you?
Well, actually, that really came through a medical doctor.
Wow.
I did follow Western medicine, traditional surgeries. I had a herniated disc in the 80s, and I had traditional back surgery. That was fine. Surgeon did what he was supposed to do, but my body didn't hold up. Severe pain. It didn't heal. So within 13 months, 19 months, I had 3 back surgeries. In the process of that last surgery, I died on the table. And
wow.
I just remembered everything. And then what I did remember was that's not the first time it happened. You see, the first time I had a death experience was when I was 4 years old in the same hospital. So all 3 death experiences are documented and in the same hospital.
Wow.
But it was like when you're 4 years old and say, hey, mommy, the angels took me and saw Jesus and Jesus told me this. It's like, no, that didn't happen. That was the nuns that were praying around your bed kind of thing. And it's like, we had a religious background, but you have to remember I was 4 years old when that first happened, and I was not Catholic, so in my day, back that many years ago, nuns wore habits, and actually those ladies looked kind of frightening to me, but I knew the angels. And so from really the time of 4 years old, I always had a presence around me that was talking to me. And I just went through my life like everybody else. I was a mom. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I've been married to the same man for 45 years and 3 very educated children. And all of a sudden, this in the 80s, when this death experience happened, again, it was like all of my prayers that I had been saying for years were like being manifested. Like I just needed to help people. When I touched them, I was actually a hairdresser, by the way, for 30 years, so I was always touching people. And the angels actually would say to me, you thought you were the groomer. You have been touching people your whole life. And I always laughed and chuckled and said, I wasn't the greatest hairdresser, but I had people lined up for appointments because they liked to talk. And so I was... And what I have found out now during the process of learning energy healing, it was so interesting because always touching people. I didn't know why people would cry when I started to do their hair. I wanted to make them feel better. And then by the time I was done with them, they felt good, they looked good, and they walked out and couldn't wait to come back the next week. Well, the last death experience, it's like my psyche, the intuition opened up. I was seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing everything. And that's not a fun place to be in. Not a fun place. So you have to look and seek the right people to help you. So once again, I would pray, and the angels literally would tell me, see this person, go here, go there. And I wouldn't know who this doctor was, but they would say, you will be guided, you will be guided. So I was truly guided, and it was a medical doctor. After a few sessions, she did osteocranial manual manipulation, not cranial sacral therapy, but this is a doctor who teaches doctors energy healing. And this was back in 1987. So they docs have been doing this work for a very long time. And so after about the third or fourth visit with her, I said, what is happening to me? What is happening? My hands are on fire. My heart is just aching for everyone. And it's like I would look at her and say, and you have something wrong with your throat and your gallbladder's on fire. And she looked at me and patted me and said, you're a channel. And in my world, I looked at her and said, what are you talking about? That's not an avenue that was ever present in my home growing up. In fact, it was like voodoo or doo-doo, you know, if you talked about psychics or mediums or something like that. So, but she offered, she said, I will recommend these books. So she offered me the names of three books. One happened to be The Hands of Light and Light Emerging, also with Barbara Brennan. So then she also said, they teach this work at Good Samaritan Hospital. So that's in 1987, 88 is when I started the Healing Touch program. And from there, I couldn't get enough. There was a burning drive, and the angels kept saying, finish this, do this, do this. And I didn't realize the pain that was in my body was because my soul was not being fulfilled.
So, and real quick, I want to step just for a sec.
Yeah.
So when you had the near death, it was from, just backing up just a little bit, you had a series of back injuries. And then on the third surgery is when you had a near-death experience. And then after that, all your energy abilities started opening up.
Oh,
right? So is that what you're saying? That's what led you to start searching, or were you still trying to heal the back pain, or was that healed after that?
It was not healed. It was in the process, which guided me to physical therapy, which guided me to massage therapy, energy healer massage therapy, physical therapist.
So your pain was what was driving you to keep meeting
pain,
with these different
that
people.
That essence of pain was the driving force. And it was like, oh, my soul. And when therapists would say, this is trapped pain, this is, and I thought, what are they talking about? I had no idea, not a clue.
So you kept searching until you got results. And then based on who was starting to help you, then you started to say, okay, what is this? This is helping. This is working.
It was revealing
and it's opening
itself.
My ability.
It was actually revealing itself, the traumas, which were sometimes at very young ages that my mind was just, it protected me by shutting down. So you just go through life, and then, you know, at one particular time in your life, it's all of a sudden you're awakened to, okay, it's time for you to heal. You've been helping other people.
So that's what led you down the journey. And then based on the results you were getting, you were also opening up the energy healing, and the doctor you were going to, that started also opening up your energy abilities. So at the same time, you were healing your pain and you were opening up more abilities.
Exactly. And it was, she gave me a permission to be who I was. It was to her, it was like she was a lady of very few words, by the way. And it was like, and tell me what's going on today. Kind of a thing. And it's like, well, I don't understand this, and I don't understand this, and why do I see this big guy, this ancient guy, somebody behind you? And she's like, are you seeing this? And it's like, yeah, and he's telling you to tell me something. And so many of my friends kind of laugh and said I took her work to a different level also. But it it was like it awakened a lot, and I felt like I was on this some kind of an accelerated program, and I kept saying, okay, angel, slow down. I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. So I absolutely could not get enough of energy healing, from Reiki practitioners to meditation, self-healing. And most all of my training actually came from masters in the field of what they were doing. So I have been very blessed to have been guided to the masters that are out there that have written hundreds of books at this point of my career and theirs. But some of us are supposed to be space holders, and some of us are supposed to be authors and writers. So, yeah.
So, did you find when you're – one of the common trends I've heard from a couple different instructors that I've interviewed now is that as the energy – either they are always had these abilities that were open and didn't know how to deal with them, or as they begin to open up, it's kind of like learning how to protect yourself from that. Did you have that experience?
Well, you know, I believe the source of all that is, and in my book I use the word God, or that life force energy source, chi, prana, whatever word you feel comfortable using, that presence has made us all the same. We are all the same. I hold no secrets, and that's the main thing I try to convey when people say, oh, you're so gifted. It's like, no, you trust me. You're in one or two of my classes. You are going to be where I am because I am here to empower you. I am not here to make you – I'm not a guru. I am not any of those things, but every single person on this earth has the same ability.
That's great.
The years, all of the programs that I am certified in, and they would call me an energy medicine specialist because I can assess chakras, not just one, but I do 22 straight up and down, fields, you know, your field work, your meridians, all those things that come into the play of the energy systems of the body. But the key thing was, I kept in my heart, it was like heavy when I would go through these programs that were 5 years long and thousands of dollars. And they would say, they would almost, some program so would slap you on the hands and say, no, you have to do it this way. You have to do it this way. With Reiki symbols and with healing touch, it's very structured. And in honoring that program, it had to be structured to be in hospitals. You have to, they, you know, in order for it to be recognizable to the docs, not threatening and da-da-da, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but in my heart, it's like, God, you said it would be easier than this. But I was literally pushed to get these certifications. And then, and I moved to Florida in 2001, I believe it was, and my husband and I lived there for 6 years, and that's where the College of Metaphysical Studies was. And I started a college when I was 55, and it wasn't traditional. It was metaphysical. So I laughingly say I'm a metaphysician, but there is always this guiding force. And if it felt heavy in my heart, it wasn't right. If it felt light and loving and the presence was there, so I literally started studying spiritualism and mediumship and, you know, angels. More angels would come in, and the archangels, and the communication with the ascended masters and the higher realms. So it was the energy essence of whatever people that around me needed. It had nothing to do sometimes with angels. It was just the essence of whatever someone needed.
I love that tip, too, of checking in internally with what feels light versus heavy.
Oh,
it's such a concrete tool that people can use to start to navigate through their own body, their own intuition, to say what feels light, what feels, you know, heavy, and how do I follow what feels light and unconditional and loving and supportive. And just because sometimes it can get confusing. There's so much out there, and especially now,
it's huge
noise
out there. Yes,
right?
It is.
So how does one begin? And I think that's a great tool, is saying, hey, follow your own intuition and decide by what feels light and heavy. That's a great tip.
Yeah, if you feel pulled down, it's not right. And when you begin to open up spiritually, especially if you start meditation and classes, because most meditators, you know, they are out there. And when they talk about their being in that collective consciousness, and if you're thinking something, somebody may grab onto it, well, that's a very ungrounded person. So what I have learned through the years, and I'll tell you, it kicked in, Joshua. I'm just so thankful that we're having this call, because it truly was quantum touch that was the missing piece, the link for me. After 20 years and probably $100,000 worth of classes.
Wow.
And that's out of my pocket that insurance doesn't pay for yet.
Wow.
Yet.
So yeah. A journey of opening and self-discovery in 20 years and 100K. And how did it fill that missing piece? What was the key behind it?
I read Richard's book actually after I moved to Texas 8 years ago. Can you believe, just a short 8 years ago, when we moved to Texas, a massage therapist that I met and hired to come to our house. I have a healing room and table, and I have therapists come in, and I believe fully in self-care. So the second time she came to my home, she brought me the Quantum Touch book, and it was a brand new book. And she said, here, I think you may like this work. And she said, have you ever heard of it? And I said, no, I haven't. I thought I'd heard of everything. But what I realized now, that many modalities are pocketed in the especially in the United States and the world, but it was pocketed. And in Ohio, where I'm originally from, and in Florida, where I lived for 6 years, I had never heard of Quantum Touch. So I literally I thanked her for the book, read the book on an airplane, flying to Ohio from Texas to do an angel workshop. And I read this book, and it's like, well, this is too easy. I'm reading, and it's so profound, but the simplicity of it was like, oh my gosh, how could this be? And I literally heard, what have you been asking for all these years? So that was that awe. It was so simple. Richard Gordon made this work so simple and grounding, because he literally connected that breath with the inside of your body. Instead of reaching out, you bring it to you. You bring it in your body. You feel that life force in your body. And as you work throughout the first level one workshop, which is so important, everybody, you learn those techniques of breath work, the principles of awareness, being aware, knowing yourself on a good day. That's how I put it normally in a class. Always know yourself on a good day, because if you are not up, then you use the techniques in this book. And, then on the second day of the level one work, you work with the chakras and you spin them. And in some modalities, that's called chelation. Very used to that work. But the thing is, he used it with the breath. He linked the breath. And I will tell you, I have studied a lot of stuff, and that's the first time it clicked with me. I may be a slow learner. I don't know. So,
I don't think so. I think it's really interesting. So you read the book on the plane,
mm-hmm.
and then everything clicked, and then did you book a level one after that? Was that your next step?
Oh, as soon as I got off the plane. I called. Yeah, I called the number on the book. I called the 800 toll-free number.
Wow.
And I think I talked to, this is another synchronicity, I talked to Elizabeth Joy, who used to be
uh-huh.
in the Quantum Touch office.
Uh-huh.
And I said, my name is da-da-da, and I live in Burleson, Texas. I just read the Quantum Touch book. Can you see if anyone in Texas near where I live is teaching this course? And she said, oh, yes, Carmelita Hogan lives in Granbury. And the sweet person on the phone even gave me directions. She says she's only about 30 miles from you. She has a class in 2 weeks. Would you like me to give you her phone number? I said, absolutely, because I was returning back to Texas from Ohio, and I returned on a Friday, went to that workshop on a Saturday. I sat there in awe that whole weekend. And, of course, I was receiving information. You see how easy this is? You see, this is, and to me, because I come from a very Christian background, our Father told you this. Our Father said this would be simple and that anyone could do it. And so it was like, as I listened to those profound words, for me, my heart became enlivened. I mean, immediately enlivened. And it's like, yes. It was just like, a go. Fine.
So was the link, because you knew, was it the link of like, oh my gosh, I've spent, 20 years at 100K, and if this is something that, all that, advanced knowledge can be learned this fast, then people can, it saves people of going through the 20 years at 100K, they can just do it in a weekend. Is that
I know at this time in my life, I had a lot of healing to take place.
Mm.
You have to move through your fears. You have to move through what other people will think. Family issues, family thought patterns, ancestral stuff that, that holds us down to, because your grandmother believed in something, the whole family believed in it. And because they didn't believe in something, the whole family doesn't believe in it. So it was just moving through. And did I need all of those things? I use every tool I have, trust me. So we just integrate them in. But what I have now is a huge foundation. And I hold a certain vibrational frequency that assists bringing in frequencies that may not be here yet for people to heal. Yeah.
And so with that piece, what inspired you to, now you're, a practitioner, an instructor, you've gone very involved. What, doing all these other modalities, what inspired you to go down that route to really say, I want to become a practitioner, an instructor? And
I've been asked a number of times. I've actually, in the Healing Touch program, I've actually submitted my packet as instructor probably 3 times. And in that program, you have to have mentors for a year. And, even when you're working through the teacher's program, and every time something happened. Something happened that I had to withdraw. And so what I know now is I know enough about the energetics of if you are aligned, fully aligned with your heart's desire and what you're supposed to be doing on this earth, it comes to you effortlessly, easily, effortlessly, and lovingly. And every door will open. And when those doors were not opening, I knew that I finally learned that that was not right for me. So it takes a while. But when I read the Richard's book, and And back when I started, just to let people know that that video workshop, I will tell you right now, was key. I watched it over and over. Not just once. I didn't take the class four times just to be an instructor of this program. I literally presented that video workshop probably 10 times after I became an instructor. Because you see, Josh, money wasn't the issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what, $100 or $99, $97 or whatever, $120, whatever it was when we would present it at the time. That is a huge blessed mentoring tool, because I would seek who I felt I resonated with, who I looked to as the top teachers in this world. Of course, on my budget, I couldn't always afford to fly here and there and everywhere. My husband thought I was anyway, but somehow, the money showed up that I was able to take these classes. But when I started presenting the Quantum Touch video, I watched Richard. I listened to his words. He became my mentor, not a guru, because it was, his work was so simple. It's like life force energy. You breathe. You bring it in your body. You do this. You spin it. You know? And then when he dropped that energy down to chakra number 8, very gently in that video, that's key. That is your earth chakra. That is chakra. It's that's how I call it. It's chakra number 8. And you have to be connected to that. Not, in my eyes, not to the core of the earth. And that's another subject, but that, and a lot of people turn in circles. They were doing exactly what I was doing, because I was listening to all those other people and their teachings.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point, and I know just from a lot of our talks, you're very grounded. And there's a lot of people in the energy medicine space, or in, let's just say, the spiritual field in general, that a lot of times aren't as grounded. And so it sounds like that's one of your keys to success of making sure, because we are still on the earth, and we're still playing here and learning to integrate both our energy abilities while we're here. And it sounds like that's one of your keys is making sure that you stay in the 8th chakra. I know we've talked about it numerous times.
Yeah.
So that's,
it's like an elevator, I think, from, one to 8 to 12 and back down again. And I love it because when you're in your body, I believe you can live in both worlds at the same time. You can receive, heighten all of your senses. All that intuition can heighten. But if you're, energy medicine is a huge field, let me just share. And so some of the things I may be saying, I really emphasize in my class, are you seeing what he is saying? Are you hearing this? I try not to dismiss other people's teachings, but I feel like they have been misinterpreted a lot.
And it sounds like you have a whole collection of experience of different insights. So it's, I know we've talked a lot, so I know, and I just see your classes. You do classes all over, and, you've been successful as a, instructor and a practitioner. How did you grow your business? So from that first, inception, I know a lot of practitioners struggle, or even instructors struggle. So, how was it that you've become successful with it from that first session into where you're at now?
Once again, you have good mentors. For me in the Quantum Touch program, because it really didn't kick in, my business manifesting did not kick in until that level 1, level 2 class. It just, was the missing link for me. And I cannot express enough taking the level one class, reading that book, and possibly even taking it with more than one instructor, because each of us teach the same syllabus, but each of us come from a very different background. And then what I personally did was, because I was a part of energy medicine in a medical community with my spiritual friends, and practitioners were mostly medical, I would go back to them and say, you guys won't believe this one. And they just look at me and say, oh, yeah, here you go again, another modality. And I say, no, really, really. And so I would say, watch this, look at this. And they would look at me and he's like, how'd you do that? Moving bones, or, you know, on the first day and that sort of thing. It's like, look. And so I began to share these things, and I began to pass out the books as gifts to my friends. The other thing I did was I ordered 250 at a time, Richard Gordon CD lecture. I used as many words as Richard Gordon did. So what I was doing was aligning myself, not only with Richard Gordon, because I don't look to him as a guru, and he doesn't want to be looked. He's just as, I want to say, as, you know, non-script. He's just who he is. And but the program itself, the work was profound. So I ordered the CDs, and I would rent space at holistic health fairs. I would sit there, I'd pass them out. I would walk into doctor's offices that I knew that were more holistic. I presented Quantum Touch at massage schools. I volunteer at hospice. I volunteer. They call me a friendly visitor. For 10 years, I was a friendly visitor at a nursing home.
Wow.
And by the modalities of love, sometimes you're the only connection to the outside world from, I call them, these little people. And they were beginning to get out of bed and go back to the dining room instead of staying in bed. And the nurses would say, what are you doing? And when I would share with them, it was energy healing. It was energy medicine in whatever form I was using. They would want to know what that was. So
what a great model. So you focused on, and I see the same trend with other instructors that have been successful and practitioners, is you went out and focused on the end user, the person who could benefit from it. And and congruency, I've noticed this as well. Congruent, you were using the practice and using Quantum Touch on a daily basis and getting results for people. And then I loved your strategy. You went to homes and you went to places where there's nurses around. So you start getting results for people, and there's natural clientele all the way around it that want to develop the same abilities. That's really great. Hospice, another great one. Wow.
Yeah, hospice. I've presented it at the CAM meetings at Harris Methodist. At the Good Samaritan hospitals, my sister is an energy healer, and she actually has been a friendly visitor for 10 years. Never missed her day is on a Tuesday. So on Tuesday, she's assigned a floor. The nurses know her, and so she offers, she is certified in a lot of modalities, but also in Quantum Touch. And she has found Quantum Touch is a lot easier than some of the other waving your hands over the patient kind of thing. So she's never been refused in 10 years by a patient.
Wow.
When she says, may I see if I can assist to ease your pain. So, yeah. And
you know, that's one of the – go ahead.
I was just going to say that is through the spiritual department at the Good Samaritan Hospitals. And they do have energy healers, Reiki practitioners, and in hospice and hospitals. So I think that's real important to get out there for our practitioners.
Yeah, and as well, I know a topic we've talked about a lot of times is during repeating the level one class,
mm-hmm.
Part of it is a lot of people are making a shift because it's so, the experiences can be so miraculous and they can be so life altering. Part of it almost doesn't believe it at first. It's, and it sounds like you'd had 20 years of experience around some of these modalities, but
mm-hmm.
I know for a lot of the general people that enter, doing the class again and
well,
again.
Well, I was
and
still
I
in awe. Are you kidding?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
you're
my
still
gosh.
Going.
Yeah, I didn't move bones.
Like did that just
Richard
happen?
Teaches? No.
Wow.
No,
wow.
It's, yeah, it was like so profound. It's like, well, how can this be? I've never, nobody ever taught me this.
Wow.
And yeah, so, and just to share with you, I laughingly and lovingly share with my class attendees, I said, you know, sometimes Richard Gordon doesn't know what he's got. I said, I literally align. One of the techniques in level one is that chakra balancing for two.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last technique we teach of the day, but you see, we also teach anything we do in the physical, we can do distant, you see. So I would literally do that balancing act for two, and I would call forth Richard's energy, quantum touch energy. And I would say, okay, let's align. Let me be one with this unit. And within 2 weeks, Richard called me, and he doesn't really know why, and he may not even remember it, but he did and said, let me run something by you. It's like I scratched my head. It's like, this is really Richard Gordon on the phone? Because I really had never met him in person.
Huh.
And then on the level two class, when after all the modalities and he sat there, I think I was in his second level two class when it was still being formulated pretty much. And he's doing something up there in the front of the room, I'm sitting in the back, and I thought I was going to fall off of my chair. And I thought, what is happening? I feel funny. And then about 2 minutes later, he says, oh, by the way, did anybody feel anything? And he was adjusting sphenoid bones all at one time. That's how still misaligned I was in my structural alignment.
Wow.
Yeah. So interesting, huh? So
yeah.
every aha I got was I knew my heart was enlivened. Mm. Yeah.
So you'd been, I like how you created your own internal guidance system. So
mm-hmm.
as you discovered new modalities, you would know, is it light, is it heavy? And then as you kept discovering with quantum touch, it kept feeling lighter and it kept feeling more aligned. So you kept, is that one of the things that kept kind of pulling you towards it? And like you said, it was easy, effortless, light, and you kept
easy, effortlessly, and lovingly, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, is it light or heavy? And when it is light, it's lighthearted. Go figure the word light. That's what we're working with. For goodness sakes, we're dropping down into our heart center and just expanding that. And when it's light, it's so profound. I'm actually a medium and I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. I'm all those things. So it's especially important to really teach about being in our bodies, that beingness in our bodies. And QT teaches that in level one and level two. And level two is the manifestation of that new human. And to me, it's not the new human. It is being human for the first time, a spiritual being in this earth suit. So it's the beingness in the grounded into our earth mission.
I love that. I love how you integrate it. What do you believe are the three things, you know, that if you had to pick three,
okay.
three things that make you successful at what you do?
Okay. I have confidence in what I do is one. Knowing that knowingness, it's like, okay, I'm on target and I know it. And that's not ego. You know, I'd like to distinguish. I have a very strong personality, And so many people would say, oh, well, that's ego. No, that's the knowing that I know. Mm. I know who I am.
Mm.
And so that confidence of the work you're doing, I would say having very good mentors is very important. And I would also say I love Richard Gordon's words. The three most successful things is Richard says everybody has a different flavor of love. That means we all are love, no matter what somebody's going through or what experiences they have. We just have to help them. We have to embrace them and to empower them with our vibrations to allow them to see and feel. And feel again, because usually if somebody has disharmony, it's because they've lost their connection with their creator, the source.
So with the the three would be the mm-hmm. the words, Richard's words, the second would be mentors, and the first one would be confidence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would be some ways, or that confidence or knowing, is there any techniques or tools or ways of helping people develop that?
Yeah, he practices quantum touch every day. I share with enthusiasm. I'm up and I'll say, hey, you guys, if you don't do this every day, you are foolish. If you do not breathe in your body, if you do not, use these very simple but basic techniques, and especially once we get into that level two, because that's manifesting your dreams. It is being, doing, and that determination, your heart's desire, your soul knows what it's here for. And that's your heart's desire. And when that kicks in, it's like, hey, you know it. And it's just in the two classes, if you repeat them 10 times, you'll learn something new and be in your body. That's key.
Hmm. And then with the mentors mm-hmm. was your second.
Yes.
Second key to success. Was that early on just meeting certain people? I know now we're designing and launching a mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot of what this is modeled after, very similar? Let me ask you in a different way.
Okay.
How did the mentorship help you to become successful?
Okay. I had to find that myself, actually, in different programs. And I really say this with love. In different programs, I had to have a mentor for a year or two at a time. And some of the programs I was involved with was literally 3, 4, 5 year studies. Hmm. And if you, as a spiritual student, have more knowledge coming in than the teacher, you're a threat. So my mentors, I learned real quick that, whoa, wait a minute, you really have to learn when ego kicks in. You learn to feel, is this right or not, light or heavy? You learn, and you learn these things with quantum touch, because our basic principle is body awareness.
Mm.
And when you're empathic, I'm telling you, that is key. And the sense of feeling, clairsentient, is the first sense that you will learn as a baby. How do you feel, honey? Yeah.
Mm, that's so powerful. I see what you're saying. And just by this process alone, I'm sure if somebody's sitting there walking through the steps, you've gone through this. So you've explored a ton of modalities. You know how they integrate, mm-hmm. how they work. And, even from this process, how to boil down some of the simple lessons in quantum touch, but how those open up so broadly. But it's like you said, the body, because one of the constant things I continuously get is, as people are, when I use the word congruent, I just mean, if you're learning quantum touch, they're practicing
right.
quantum touch.
Right.
And as that happens more and more, most of the most successful instructors repeated level one multiple times, like 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 times, over and over again. And then in teaching it, they're still integrating it deeper. And they say that's how the energy abilities, and it makes sense, the link up between you're practicing the breath work, you're practicing the body awareness, you're constantly focused on the life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so with it, it expands, that focus on it expands. So interesting. I see the value of how that mentorship can save people in one a quicker pathway. It's like being on a mountain, and you've just climbed a mountain, and somebody else is getting ready to start it, and you're like, hey, well, instead of there's a bunch of bushes over here, and there's a lake over there,
mm-hmm.
but walk on this left side up here, there's a little trail, and you can just walk right up the side of the trail and be right up here in a couple minutes. Otherwise, you might get caught in those bushes in the lake like I did. So I see it's kind
well,
of
Well, and the
process.
Thing is, each person has, a different life experience. So,
mm-hmm.
Getting down to the nuts and bolts of the nitty gritty is not always an easy thing. But mm-hmm. the other thing is, our healing circles and is so important for self-healing mm-hmm. because there you're networking. You may find your Reiki circles or, where I live, we have Reiki practitioners. I have friends that are holistic doctors, chiropractors that do acupuncture and energy healing. And we actually meet at a chiropractor's office. And we do healing circles together.
Is this
and
on a regular
we
basis?
We share our modalities. Mm-hmm. It's not that quantum touch is the only thing. Everyone is different, and they will resonate to something different. There's millions of people out there that need healing. So, as long as we can stay out of the ego or it's like this is better than that, I hope I'm not giving you that impression because I do use everything I've got in my little black etheric Dr. Bag.
Mm-hmm.
But self-healing and your healing circles are so important.
Mm. And do you do that on a regular basis?
I absolutely do. I volunteer regularly.
Huh.
I teach regularly. I'm a part of the spiritual healing department at Unity Church. I'm now in Texas, so I'm involved with that program. And the other thing I really think about, we also have to know our audience. So we're here in the Western world, and many of the studies come from Eastern philosophy. And I tell you, I'm very cautious, not fearful, but respectfully of
mm-hmm.
the dialogue we use with the people we're presenting to. So if you're presenting to doctors, and you're not a doctor, I would be very mindful of using doctor lingo because they're going to back you in a corner in a heartbeat. If you're presenting to a church that is, say, Southern Baptist, you better know their language.
Hmm.
And you don't bring in that's why quantum touch is so neutral because we use life force energy. That word is God. That word can be Jesus, an ascended master. So we're bringing forth the energy essence of, and I don't mean to, it is what it is. We have to sometimes just be with the people we're with and know who they are and not try to convince them that, no, you use this, or no, this, we have to be respectful at all times. It's not changing somebody's belief, but it's opening their awareness to something more.
I love that. That's a great quote. It's not changing their beliefs, but opening their awareness to something more.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Have you ever been at let me ask you this, Kev, have you ever been like at a really tough place or a challenging place where you feel like giving up and you broke through that barrier? And if so, what helped you to get through that?
My praying. I really did, Josh. I can say yes and no because, when
uh-huh.
you're in an extremely amount of pain or you're bent over and you can't, I literally had bed rails for 2 years. I couldn't even turn over in bed. I walked, hunched over my girlfriend said, my God, you look like you're an 85-year-old woman, and I was in my 40s. And so do you feel like giving up? Absolutely. But there was something inside of me. There was a passion, a drive. And it was really through, and I used the word prayer. And I listened and I waited for, you know, and then contemplated and allowed the answers to come in. So I did study a lot of different forms of meditation and by some of our wonderful teachers that did guided meditation for pain. And, you know, and I do recommend some of those things for some of my clients. So I can say, yeah, you want to give up, but did I? No, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And
well, I really appreciate that.
Go ahead.
I really appreciate that because I think for, you know, for somebody listening who just got started, and one of the common things we do is survey when people actually do leave as practitioners or instructors. Mm-hmm. And one of the common things I hear is, you know, I couldn't get my business started. And, you know, from listening to your story and being stuck in a bed with bed rails and having this intense pain to now having that lifted, I think if people can focus, if our, you know, up new or practitioners who've been a while that are struggling, if they can focus on that individual who's suffering in pain and focus on solving that problem, that challenge, just like, you know, like you said, you go to hospice. You go to centers where people are needing that help, that service.
You focus on serving, yeah.
You know, focus on serving. Mm-hmm. Everything else takes care of itself because then you're making a difference. I heard this one quote that says, the God of the universe gives more energy to when you have a bigger purpose. So the more you're focusing on serving, the more energy you get to make it happen, and then it starts to show up. So I think that's such a powerful story of your transformation.
Well, and the thing is, if we believe in quantum touch, we believe in the physics of it, energy follows thought, where the mind goes, energy flows. So if we believe, if we think good, you know, good thoughts, happy thoughts, and when you're in pain, that is not easy. Uh-huh. That is not easy when you're in pain. And I share with a story, if I may. I have a Dallas kindergarten teacher that has been to a number of my classes. She will be certified as an instructor soon. And one of the things that I came up with for her in her class of teaching kindergartners, 13 different ethnic backgrounds, by the way, and languages in this class.
Wow.
So that has to be difficult for her. She was being graded, you know, the testing was coming up and she had to perform, her kids had to perform. And I said, oh, just go in there. And she said, but they're sometimes so rowdy and disruptive and they don't listen. And I said, oh, just sing Jingle Bells in your head. Just sit at your desk and just sing Jingle Bells. Because that rhyme, that sound, those tones, all kids are familiar with. And she came back to the next class, and she said, you won't believe this. She said three of the kids started singing Jingle Bells out loud and made
Wow.
all the rest of the kids laugh. So, you know, and Richard does say, unless you're very highly psychic in a library, you can sing tone very loudly, and nobody, unless they're very open to psychic, can hear you. So that, and it shifted everything for her class.
Huh. Just by doing that song.
Yeah, so many times I tell my clients because people with pain resonate with me. I've been there, done that.
Huh.
And so some of the things I share with them is, you know, when you're really down, sing Jingle Bells in your head, you know, just sing it. Or sing it in the shower because that is a higher vibration than the disharmony that you're feeling.
Wow, what a simple... What amazing tool.
Yeah.
And again, the power of a mentor, right?
Exactly.
So that's a two millimeter tool, but how many people has this probably helped you with? And it's one simple thing that could save somebody. I mean, that right there could change their whole life.
Well, they may have to sing it 50 times a day, but
yeah.
it will
Yeah, but
it
it's
will
the conditioning,
shift.
Right?
You know, because everybody, you can't say, oh, get on your hands and knees and say the Lord's Prayer, or get on your hands and, you know, or do this, or go to meditation. But you can sing Jingle Bell. You can sing, you know, mentally any blessed song. Anything that means, when my grandmother was in her dying state in hospice, I was playing Don Ho's Christmas music in June, because that was her favorite experience in her whole life. And she passed at 94. And the nurses said, what are you playing? And I said, this was her favorite thing. It helped her transition easier.
I love that.
So music and to keep that vibration up is so important.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I heard I remember somebody was telling me I had a headache once, and it was the simplest thing that I'd ever learned. They just said, okay, think of a color, give it a color, then give it a shape, and they had me do a breath, and then it moved. They had me do it three times, and within three times it was gone. And it was such a simple tool.
Yeah.
But I've used it so many times, and it's so interesting how sometimes fast we can heal.
Things do not have to be hard.
I love that. If you were just starting, let's say you were just starting as a practitioner or an instructor, you just came in, what would be the best advice that you could give yourself?
Oh, wow. Oh, boy, just know yourself. You have to know yourself. Not fear what other people may say or think about you. If it feels right to you in your heart, it's right. And the other thing I'd really like to share about mentoring and advertising and how to get out there and how to let people know what you do.
Yeah.
I can remember that the little town where I live in Texas is not real receptive to energy healing. At first they weren't, but they are kind of used to me now in this town. But when I first started, I presented meditation at a Curves. I had a huge Quantum Touch sign about energy healing. I laminated the sign and put it up, and people would say, well, this doesn't look like very good to me. And I would put at the bottom of my signs, as seen on TV, Oprah Winfrey had Andrew Wilde talking about meditation, and Doreen Virtue and Carolyn Mace and Dr. Brian Weiss. So as seen on TV is a huge key. And actually right now, if anybody wants to go to Dr. Al's site this week, he has Eric Pearl on about energy medicine, energy intuitive healers. They're doing energy medicine big time on Dr. Al's show this week.
Wow.
So I can just share that right there is key, because
that
it gives it validation.
Credibility.
And credibility, absolutely.
Wow, that's awesome. What other attributes do you think helped you grow it? Was there any other tricks, or is that one just like one of the greatest things that helped you grow
it? Oh, that just, it's like, seen on Oprah? What are you talking about? You know, and then that will give you a doorway. Once again, you don't change anybody's beliefs. You have to just sometimes tiptoe in. If it were Doreen Virtue was on Oprah's show, where she has been, it's like, well, that's kind of what I do.
So what shows you would use? Did you use specific shows as credibility, or you just say,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely. I wouldn't pull them out of the air.
Newspaper
clippings. Absolutely. I literally show the credibility of energy medicine.
So if somebody was just getting new and wanted to put that together, where would you tell them to go to find it? Would you say go to
Oprah?
You
could go to
Dr. Oz
this week. Yeah. All you have to do is type in energy medicine. Say Oprah, energy medicine. And, I mean, she's had Rosalind Breyer, who wrote The Wheels of Light. She's one of the greatest healers. And actually Richard Gordon talks about her. He went to one of her classes to learn how to see color. So Richard talks about Rosalind Brière. Rosalind Brière was on Oprah's show a long time ago, but it's in her archives.
That's such a great tip. That's such a great tip.
Well, you want to validate and have a credibility. Most of our, many times our practitioners have a fear of stepping out there.
And that's why you say to trust your heart and know what works for you.
Yeah.
And then add credibility to it. That's great. And then just a little bit too about some of the work that you do. I know you also, you've co-created and you have a 2-day workshop called The Gathering of Angels.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of the other stuff that you have that you've created now as well?
Oh, yeah, sure. I teach how to assess chakras, the 7 major ones, front and back, how to assess them. I don't go into the psychological dysfunctions or any of the medical stuff at all. I just teach most people what I have found through the years when I have, you'll see energy healers advertise. I balance chakras and I will ask them one question. What is the size of a normal chakra? And 99% of the time, they can't tell you that. They can't give you an answer. It's like, well, I don't know. I just balance them. Well, energy does follow thought. So if you want to balance them, you can, but if there is a dysfunction there or a disharmony, you can find that out very quickly if you know the right size of one.
Interesting. So then you just find out the size and you know that where it's off.
Well,
I'd say the denser it is, maybe the smaller it gets.
With the tools we have in QTL1 and 2, all you have to do is call forth, you see. We're calling forth a chakra, not just the whole body to send love. We're calling forth a whole chakra. So, and then show me. The more you ask, the more you get the answer. You can
That's
be afraid.
Great.
You will, and I teach you how to receive those answers.
And that's in your workshop?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is about seeing and perceiving and developing your intuition. It is about all those things, but you also have to be very grounded to live in both worlds at the same time and be successful.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I know a lot of instructors and practitioners have, in addition to Quantum Touch, have created, they're creating books and they're creating courses. And
yeah.
I think that's one thing that's really I love about it as well, is it's not, like you said, it's not the end-all solution. There's no guru here. This is just a tool to help you and assist you and to plug in with everything you're doing so that it becomes more of a framework to help support you. So just and just as you said, there's so many flavors of love. I find in our community there's so many people that have so many interests. So, I appreciate how you connect Quantum Touch into the interests that have worked for you. And so I think you can really help people that are, resonate with the angels. I know I have my own affiliation with them, and it's always felt very light to me and very gentle and very loving and supportive. So I've had my own experiences, and I appreciate how you tie in Quantum Touch to that and show people the link
between them. Well, I've changed my verbiage on that, too, somewhat, since I've been with the Quantum Touch program, actually, because, everybody has a different take on, I don't know if I believe in angels because of their background, their ethnic backgrounds, or because of their background. I mean, I had a whole family of Chinese people, in one of my classes, a mom, a dad, and 2 kids. They came because the daughter, the 10-year-old daughter, spirits were following her to school and talking to her. And she didn't want to go to school and so on and so forth. But the father, because of his background, it was like this didn't feel right to him. So it was like that. At that particular time, the angels, really said, be mindful of the words, be mindful of the people in front of you. So once again, I went back to Richard Gordon's word, the energy essence of, what is the energy essence of your guidance? And that vibrational frequency. So I literally teach people how to bring forth their harmonics, what they have been assigned in this migration. using Richard Gordon's words. Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if you know somebody's listening, I know we have a bunch of different ways for people to find out, you know, more about you, to either find your workshops for your level one, level two. Are you also teaching self-created health?
I am not.
Level one, level two. Okay.
I am not. And it just I'm an experiential person, and I have taken that workshop, and I'm working with a couple of the instructors that teach it right now. I'm saying, will you meet us up somewhere and teach me this in the physical? Because I personally like the physical experiential. I honor webinars, but I will tell you when you interact in the physical, there are different vibrational frequencies, Josh, and I just want to share that when we interact with people on the physical touch is one vibration. Emotions have a different vibration. Mental has a different vibration. So when I'm online with people, because I sit in my healing room and I do phone sessions every day across the world. So I'm very cognitive of people and feelings and vibrations. So when I'm online doing a call, that's a mental frequency. Okay, we're tapping into that quantum field. And some of the people that I've been online with in the class need physical touch, in my opinion. So I personally, I love the interaction in a class, the dialoguing in a class, and actually I took a five-year program that was energy medicine specialist, which does dialoguing. So I pretty much have had that work. It comes from a psychiatry background. And I just ask guidance to give me the words for each person that we need. But the techniques of self-created health are awesome. I've talked to Henry and Miriam and some of the other Kim, Lou. It's pretty interesting. They're doing some awesome work with that. And that's the main thing. Everybody resonates to something different.
Totally.
And I'm hoping to get some of my friends that I can bring them here to Texas and say, and I'll coordinate the class for them.
Gotcha. And then you do a couple different states, though. I've seen you in Ohio and Texas. Where can people
Florida.
Find you if they're if, Florida? So
on
those
the
are
website.
The three places you live.
And let's see.
But the three.
I do not have a website, Most of you all on our conference calls with Quantum Touch instructors know that I'm the elder, and I literally went to adult education school 8 years ago when I moved to Texas to learn how to use a computer.
Okay.
So
I am
on four worldwide websites, actually. So because
yeah,
I just was thinking.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want, if somebody's in Florida, like, you know, they might be thinking originally if you're just in Texas. So I just want them to know, if I'm in Florida, if I'm in Ohio, if I'm in these different places, they can still get a chance to come see you and experience a workshop with you. Of what you're doing.
Yeah. Actually, I've worked with several people distant, you know,
Or even distant.
Oh, yeah. I do distant sessions every day. On the phone. But some of the people I do distant, like I had a gentleman come from, I think, North Dakota to Texas to the Quantum Touch Level 2. I encouraged him to take the Level 1 class in his home state. And then he flew here to take the Level 2 class. And I still work with him with different I work with spiritual enhancement a lot. So, and that is quantum touch. Richard, we talk about that in the class. You can help people transition. Transition is not always dying. Transition is really shifting your thinking and that paradigm of, and that is the level two work that will shift you.
Hmm. Yeah, I really appreciate the insight and the process. I was thinking, what's one of your favorite stories, healing stories? I know you probably had a lot. Is there one that really sticks out as like a?
Well, I'll tell you a more recent. Since I've been in Texas, I know nothing about cowboys and Indians, I'm telling you. And the most profound thing started happening. I've been invited about 100 miles from where I live to a little town called Montague, Texas, and I started seeing clients up there. Somebody started organizing private sessions, and I would do quantum touch and do energy reads and that kind of thing. And the next thing I knew, somebody came to me and said, is it okay if I bring my husband to get his shoulder worked on? And these are rodeo people. I mean, really rodeo people, horsey people. And I'm from the Midwest, and I'm a city girl. I didn't know anything about the horses. And it's like, oh my, well, gosh, I could see him lassoing, and I was getting these visions of him, and I saw how frustrated he was, this man. And within a short time, we did some energy healing on him, and his recommendation was, do not pick up that lasso for about 6 weeks. You know, this shoulder needs to heal, and it's going to be fine, and you're going to be back on that horse. But the other message was, it was to lighten up on his children. It was about his kids. He wanted to be this super dad, and he felt like he was failing being a father and that sort of thing. So that was pretty profound, because it's now 3 months out, and between that cowboy and his wife, who had Bell's palsy, and I said had, she has now taken 2 quantum touch classes, and her Bell's palsy, which is one side of her face, eye was drooping, mouth was drooping, and she literally had some major releases in class, and the nerves started to regenerate, and she doesn't have Bell's palsy condition anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow,
that's one huge one I've been here just recently. One, I had a client with carrying triplets. I met her in a practice session. Married to a doctor. She called me actually to get a haircut, because I'm still licensed to do hair in 3 states. And she said you do hair, and do you think you could come and cut my hair? And I said, sure. Well, when I got to her house, I saw that her lips were blue. She didn't tell me she was pregnant with twins. She couldn't get out of bed. And I said, instead of cutting your hair, may I just crawl up in bed with you? And I straddled her. And she was in total bed rest, carrying these triplets. She could not breathe, and they knew that if she did anything, they were going to have to take the babies, because she absolutely could not breathe. So I got up in bed with her, straddled her, and laid my hands, and we talked to baby 1, 2, and 3, or A, B, and C. I forget now. This has been quite a while ago. But I said, you know, Mommy can't breathe here. So, guys, hey, guys, we got to do something. And I said, can you help me out? So I just started communicating with the energy essence of their souls, these beautiful little babies inside Mommy. So we got the babies to shift. She was able to carry the babies to as far as she could, 3 healthy babies. But we also got Daddy Doctor, who was from the Eastern countries, very aware of energy medicine, and I had Daddy charge what I called charge 3 blankets, A, B, and C, for baby A, B, and C, and we kind of marked them A, B, and C, and every day Daddy had to run energy in these blankets, and the blankets had to lay on A, B, and C baby on Mommy's tummy. So Daddy was giving energy to the babies also. So
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty
awesome.
Profound. That was, even for me, that was pretty profound.
Wow, that's so cool. It's been such a great conversation. I know I've spoken with you a lot, and I really appreciate you spending time to share your insights and knowledge in order to serve and help our community grow and continue to spread quantum touch. And, you know, ultimately help more people, you know, from your experience, become more pain-free. And also, it sounds like some of the highlights I got is, you know, not only becoming pain-free, but opening up and developing a lot of your abilities, your energy abilities, and amazing tools along the way. So I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the...
No, I just really would like to share with everyone that, you know, the work that you're doing out there, if it feels good, it's right. Don't ever let anybody take that away from you. And if you're around people that are not empowering you, please head a different way.
That's great. That's a perfect
We are here to empower people on this earth, not to take their power away. You need to be fed. Your soul needs to be fed with love. Yeah.
Perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carol.
You're so welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I feel like I've been showered myself with blessings. Thank you, Josh. And thank you, Richard, and Quantum Touch, and all of my QT buddies.